We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
In the middle of the madness, there is so much sadness and shock and horror. I got a text from one of my boys. We go way back. We go back to before I was married. I was training with this man. He's a renowned bodybuilder and trainer. We became very close friends, and we've stayed in touch over the years, and we talked time and time again about fentanyl and heroin and addiction. And he told this compelling story about his ex and his daughter, how they were fentanyl buddies. And one would shoot up and the other would watch to make sure the other one didn't die or pass out. And they'd use Narcan to revive them. And then I hear that this is a phenomenon over the country. Seriously, happening everywhere. And then I read that fentanyl deaths and overdoses have exploded during this crisis. Stress, tension, folks at home, unemployment. The use of fentanyl has dramatically increased. And then out of the blue, man, I get a text from Gary. And it ripped my heart out. Not as much as it ripped his heart out. And I wanted to bring him on here today to talk about this scourge. Good morning, my friend. How are you?
You and I, we should be talking about making jokes, talking about growing up in Shadyside together.
That's right. Instead, we're talking about life and death.
Instead, we got this. And it's day to day, as you can imagine. Katie's sister, Ash, her son, my grandson, it's a lot for folks to deal with. And the real truth of it, Marty, is that Kate was doing so well.
This is your daughter.
Yeah, and she was 4 months clean, killing it, doing good stuff. She didn't have a car, so I was driving her around and doing good things, all positive, and getting it together and full of life. And then one night went out with folks about 3 weeks ago, and the beginning of a quick downward spiral, and next thing you know, I'm standing in a funeral home again.
God.
And you're right. The folks down at the medical examiner's office, nice lady down there, needed some information, and she said, this is worse than ever. She said, it's taken a back seat behind the COVID crisis. She goes, but this has exploded. So, not to bore folks, but people need to understand what's happening. It has surprised me a little bit how many people to this day are still in the same boat I was in 12 years ago.
Tell us why. Tell us what you're talking about.
Yeah, when this verbiage started to enter my life, I was the most naive person there was. And unfortunately, or fortunately for those who haven't had to deal with it, they're clueless about what's going on now.
Tell our listeners, when did you lose your ex, your daughter's mother? When did she die?
It was last July.
Last July.
And, the issue at that point was, unfortunately, when I got that call, I thought it was Kate.
Your daughter.
Who had passed away because I knew she was using. And her mother had been clean for about 3 months and, to my knowledge, wasn't. And incredibly, her mother started up again. The two of them were doing the buddy system you referred to. And it was her mother who passed away.
God. Hey, Gary, tell our listeners how this buddy system would work.
Well, it's mind-blowing and maybe the most angering thing that I've ever had to deal with. I'll tell you, I was out of my mind last year with a hanger, because what they do is, like you said, one uses and the other one is there in case something goes sideways. You know, someone could have mentioned this to me.
And then they would use Narcan if someone went sideways and died, in essence, right?
Well, Katie saved her 3 times.
Wow.
And, you know, one quick mention, and she'd have been in St. Clair ER instead of Slater's. So it's a maddening thing. It's maddening. But, you know, if there's a message today, it's that folks need to educate themselves on this. Because if you think it's not going to happen to you, unfortunately, I have news for you.
So you lose your ex. Then your daughter passes. What day did she die, sir?
Katie died 2 weeks ago, 2.5 weeks ago.
How old?
And, you know, her mom had died last July, so she was 26. And clean 4 months. That's what, of course, anyone will tell you they're a moment away from relapse.
Hey, Gary, did you talk to her? I mean, was she upbeat? Did she say, Dad, I'm clean forever?
Wow, she was upbeat. She was effervescent. She was, you know, what was going on was she got a job hooked up, and then she wanted to get her driver's license, and then she needed a Social Security card. So we were banging. I'm driving her around the city. It was great. She goes, I feel so good. Home run, positive. Living in a 3-quarter house.
Right.
Clean place. And then one night, she went out with old friends, which is against the rules. And, you know, as you can imagine, her tolerance level from being clean 4 months, her tolerance level was down. And she actually had a bit of a stroke. And unfortunately, I said to Ashley that day, you better get ready, because we're not even into the end of June here. How's she going to make it through the summer? But there's no way to prepare for that.
What happens in the media cycle? What happens is we latch onto a topic and we find it relevant. And then all of a sudden there's something else and we just move on. But folks die in record numbers. Check this out. Pandemic unleashes a spike in overdose deaths. Dramatic rise in overdose deaths. And the coronavirus threat has put a hold on a $1 billion research program focused on new forms of addiction treatment. So now all of a sudden we don't care. Gary cares. He lost his ex. He lost his daughter 2 weeks ago. And now, this conundrum, your daughter left behind a son. How old, sir?
No, it's actually her. It was his aunt.
Okay.
His favorite aunt. So, you know, luckily, my grandson's mom is healthy and clean and always has been. And she's a fantastic mom. But she has to deal with the loss of her sister, obviously.
Wow. What do you tell a little guy?
Son of a gun. You know, lucky for us, he does not internalize things. He tends to verbalize it. He's surrounded with love and affection. So that helps. And he's a bright boy. I don't know when you start the conversation on say no.
Yeah.
I'm not sure. I'm sure the experts would tell us when that is. But we got to get a hold of this. Folks got to get a hold of this. And if there's a message, it might be that if you suspect something, then you better assume there's a problem and not assume that there's not, because that's going to be a major mistake. And it's unfortunate, obviously, Marty, that the addicts, once they're addicted, they don't want the drug. They have to have it. So the way to tell that an addict is lying is that their lips are moving. You know, I've been dealing with this 12 years, and Katie snowed me 3 days before she died.
Wow.
She told me a story. They're the gold medal award-winning liars, and it sounded right to me. She said she had herself hooked up with a rehab. He's coming to pick me up at your house tonight at 10 o'clock. Cool. Heading out to Altoona. Great. It wasn't. Some guy picked her up, dropped her off. She stayed at some hotel for a couple nights. Ashley goes, she didn't go to rehab. She's on Snapchat. Great. So it's unfortunate that the addicts, they have to have it. It's unfortunate, but folks need to get their hands on this. This is not going away ever. Unfortunately, this is never going to go away.
Hey, Gary, so Kentucky has seen a 25% increase in cases of overdose since March. West Virginia, 50% jump compared to a year earlier. Maryland, all the southern states, a big pandemic-fueled uptick in overdose deaths, yet they eliminated $1 billion in funding for research. Do you think America forgets about these things? Do you think we just move on?
They would love to forget about it. It's a horrific thing, and especially in an election year.
Nice.
Either side would like to say that we're making moves on this and we're making headway, when in fact no one's making headway. And all we can do is protect our kids. It's tough being a kid anyway. And even those folks who come to it by way of prescription medication, that's a situation. However, you got to be on top of this, because this is not going away, period.
You seem angry. You seem really angry, right?
My man, I'm not generally an angry person.
No, you know.
I am not. I wake up every morning because I'm of the mind that you choose to be happy every morning. And right through here, it's not working.
What are you angry about? Who are you angry with?
Well, maybe I failed her. Maybe there was more I could have done. And maybe I should have been more of a vigilante, frankly. For folks at the meetings will tell you that's not that you can't do that, you can't fix it. A little tough to hear that right now.
Yeah.
When she was kicking butt, doing great stuff, and then suddenly not. So, yeah, it goes in waves, from sadness to horrific anger, and one wishes on anyone, but unfortunately, there's way too many people dealing with it. It's awful. Awful. Got to get ahead of it with our kids. Create that foundation of, because you know what happens, clearly, it happened with Krista. Someone who they know, who they get along with, will approach them with a smile, a becoming smile, and go, here, try this. You'll like this. Mm. There's got to be some kind of a foundation where they go, nah, that's not for me.
It scares me every day for my younger kids, and you know that. You're a great father, you're a great man, a great friend, and I can't say enough about it. If there's anything we collectively can do, we got to find out, right? Me and you.
Yeah, your reach is long, my man. Getting the word out is all anyone can do.
Thanks, brother.
My man.
All right.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.